The board is made up of representatives from Charlottesville's government, Albemarle and Nelson County officials, and three sheriffs. Most, like Chip Harding, see an obligation to cooperate with ICE.
It's a public safety issue. There could be other information that immigration officials have on these folks. I mean, even when you say a simple DUI or a drunk in public, if ICE officials knew they failed two times to show up for an immigration court hearing, or if they'd committed a homicide in Mexico, we wouldn't necessarily have that information.
And while the law does not require that ICE be notified when people are about to be freed from jail, Albemarle's prosecutor, Robert Tracy, felt failing to do so was not in keeping with federal law.
I don't think it's anyone's right to substitute their own judgment for what the immigration laws ought to be with the clear and established body of law at the federal level.
Some, like City Councilman Wes Bellamy, would prefer that the jail not call ICE every time an undocumented person is released. He proposed skipping the call in the case of minor crimes and said doing so would help to mitigate racism in the legal justice system.
Standing up for our Latino or Latinx brothers and sisters is important because this is very reminiscent of things that they used to do to people who look like me.
Grassroots organizers like Priscilla Mendenhall had hoped to speak against cooperation with ICE.
If it's a public safety issue, we have to rely on our local criminal justice system. If a judge sets bond, you know, if people serve their time the way anybody else serves their time, in terms of the folks who are being released to ICE, they're being permanently separated from their families.
That sentiment was echoed by Dina Sharuk, an attorney with the Legal Aid Justice Center.
A lot of people have been granted bond, been assessed as whether or not they're a danger to the community, and a judge has ruled that they are not, has allowed them to pay bond and to go back to their homes. If ICE would like to pick somebody up from our jail, just like any other law enforcement agency, they can seek a criminal warrant.
During the public comment period, only two people spoke in favor of skipping the calls to ICE. About a dozen other people who favored collaboration had gotten to the meeting 2.5 hours early to sign up for the limited number of spots, and about 50 people were left outside to watch on closed-circuit TV because there was no space for them in the meeting room. The board seemed inclined to continue contacting ICE, but said it might use an electronic system designed to notify families when a relative is getting out. If that system can overcome some technical problems, members said it could make calls from the jail unnecessary. I'm Sandy Houseman.